Today is Sunday, the 1st of September, beginning the 22nd week of Ordinary Time. Salt of the sound sings, "How great thou art." How would you like to offer thanks and praise to the Lord today? Today's reading is from the letter of James.
Every generous act of giving, with every perfect gift, is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. In fulfillment of his own purpose, he gave us birth by the word of truth, so that we would become a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Therefore, rid yourselves of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and welcome with meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world.
James offers us a picture of God as faithful to the intentions made clear from the beginning of creation. Each one of us is made purposefully. God looks at us and finds us unique and good. How does it feel to have God's loving gaze on you? James urges us to accept God's word, planted in us as something living and capable of growth. But we are to participate intentionally in this growth, not just to be passive before the message of the gospel. In what way might you allow God's word to take hold of you and bring you to life? As you hear the reading again, listen to any words or ideas that draw or repel you specially. Where does that reaction come from within your heart?
Every generous act of giving, with every perfect gift, is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. In fulfillment of his own purpose, he gave us birth by the word of truth, so that we would become a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Therefore, rid yourselves of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and welcome with meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world.
For James, as for the prophet Micah, the test of true faith is to love kindness, to do justice, and to walk humbly with God, rather than imitating the values of a consumer-driven, egotistical culture. What do you want to say to God as you reflect on this? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen.